All right, Dean, I found it. I found the mic.
Found the plug. Hey. That's pretty good for this month. It's been kind of chaotic around here for a little while, and you know, it's a real energy cleanser to have this kind of a night. And hey, Steve. It's really a privilege to, and 4 years delayed getting these fellas up here. I've got to like guess when they're ready to go before I say hello.
So things have considerably lightened up since last Tuesday, just a little bit. Cautious exhilaration settles over the crowd. These monitors are a little, Dave, are a little thumpy like they were this afternoon before we changed them, if I could get whatever brightness I had back. We're getting some brightness back in the country, maybe. So I have these bunch of songs that I've been writing that were about a female serial killer of Republicans. And it's sort of become moot in light of the elections. They all slink off to their holes. There's really no need. It's sort of like Jim and Tammy. They've done it to themselves. You can sit back and take slight pleasures in that. Can you hear out there okay? Hello, hello. I can still get a little more of that. If you have that setting we got this afternoon, it's still not back yet. Don't want to blow my poor little voice. The least of the airplane vocals. Wrong hive. Anyway, this is this girl sort of intruded herself into my consciousness. I can't see you at all yet, but there you are. She's sort of an antecedent of a lady named Rose that I write about often in her young life. And in honor of the elections, I don't know if it's honor, in hope for the elections, I'm just going to start off with a completely new song, sort of a work in progress. Right now it's just called The Light. I started trying to write a song about the Stephen Hawking's approach and trying to find out what the fuck is going on here. Where do ideas come from, you know? Because they're like really basic elements sometimes, almost as basic as matter and energy, maybe. Because they come from God knows where and go into somebody's brain, and out comes something that like can thoroughly change the face of the planet or a lot of the people on the planet. Henry Ford in the car would be one of the more obvious examples. Atomic bombs. Fire, shoes, plumbing. So this song sort of is an unfinished yet attempt to approach that with this same woman who turned out to be for a while a serial killer of Republicans. From a dream of stars. Let's talk about metaphysics, she said in her BBD. She didn't need comfort, just some verbal intercourse. Dance around the intelligence tree. Where was the light before it came here? Who held the power to begin the spin? What is in store? What am I here for? Is it love? Is it war? Is it war? There she goes in my mind. Ancient poetry had begun. Ain't this a time for love? Ain't this a time to shake the foundation? Ain't this a time for the light? Go out and stuff the universe into your eyes. out together on the streets. At the barricades or in the sheets, but a scintillating bitch with her eyes on the light. Let's go to hell together in her eyes. Why do we remember the past but not the future? What's inside a black hole? What is the nature of the universe? How does it work? Which way is west in space? Is there sex in heaven? Is it the best? You gotta connect with my intellect, she cried. Can't hide a sexual drive. Friction makes sparks, sparks make fire, fire makes heat. And the heat will endure till the animal comes. They ferocity, not unlike you and me. In the throes of poetry, lover's eye can stare an eagle blind. Lover's lips taste the lower sound. Lover's lips taste like the dreams. Know you like it on top, don't stop. Ain't this a time for the light? That's the answer. And I'm not afraid of the future. I'm not afraid of ideas. Like matter and energy, ideas shape the sky of the future years. In my world, there are no hungry children. In my world, there is you. In my world, teachers get paid more than baseball players. In my world, get hungry. In the real world, people need love. In the real world, people need food and light and hope and ideas and a soothing human touch, just like they're standing in the presence of God, standing in the halls of imagination. Every boy a lion, every girl a tiger, just takes a moment to step through the fire. Venture beckons from above. The age of poetry begins again.
Let me have a sound check. Was that too loud or too muddy, or is it okay? Okay. If we get too loud for you, let us know, because this is a nice, gentle, woodsy room, and we get out of hand in San Francisco sometimes, if you know what I mean. We're going to deal in several alternative quantum universes tonight. This next, we've got a little buzz in the monitors, too. I don't know if you can get rid of it, but it would be nice. But I'll live with it. As you have to live with, as our generation had to live with the threat of thermonuclear war. Somebody pointed out to me the other day the new threat, the new nuclear war thing is the deficit. Won't somebody please fix this? I don't know what comes after a trillion. Does anybody know what comes after a trillion? a zillion. That's Donald Duck. Something like a quadrillion or quintillion. For a time, this particular thermonuclear situation has been averted, but keep your eyes out. The song was originally called Positively Negative. About sailing on the ocean after one of those big explosions. If you smile at me, you know I will understand. Cause that is something everybody everywhere does in the same language. My friend, you're from the other side. There's just one thing I got to know. Could you tell me, please? Who won? You must try some of these berries. I've been eating them. Now we're going to do one nice more pretty song. sort. Has a little bit to do with fucking in space. A goal of many of the women that I've known. Not because of me. You can picture this big heavy loads if you're a girl sitting. Total non-gravity. Could prove interesting. It's the kind of things we muse about in the mountains sometimes. Get my special mountain pick here. China's really good. China introduced me to, if any of you saw us this summer, to the lady that's singing with us right now, Darby Gould. And the poor little fool is trying to go to Hollywood and be an actress. Not poor little fool, I'm teasing. And she was wanting to get married to some guy named Hiawatha Peyote. I said, okay. People say to guys sometimes, oh, instead of getting married, why don't you just find a girl you don't like and buy her a house? Good joke I came across. I thought you'd enjoy it. Marriage is like a real long visit in your worst clothes. I would say things like this to her. Glint in my eye. She's surviving well.
Gonna make the mountains be my home. Make the mountains be my home. Gonna make the mountains. Up from the desert floor to the cool skies. Up through the early forest, through the mountain streamways. Into the cavern of the lovers. Into the caverns of the dreamers. Gonna make the mountains be my home. Make the mountains be my home. Somebody's got to sleep with the machines. You wanna make the sky be your home. I could be in love today. I could be in love today. I could be in love today. Make the mountains be my home. Make the mountains be my home. This land is everything I wanted it to be. This land is right for you and me. Redwood forests, shy sparkling waters. I quit it, Guffrey said, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. It's a land of imagination. It's a land where my children can run free. Life of treason, life of reason. Make the mountains be my home. And I could be in love today. I could be in love today. Make the sky be my love. Gonna taste my feet on another world. Another girl gonna take my hand. Make the sky be home. Wanna make the sky be my home. Gonna make the sky be my home. Make the sky be my home. Make the sky be my home.
Oh, well. Very well. Thank you. Lest you not notice the person that makes you think much more of me than I think of myself. That's Tim Gorman over here. That was for Dan Quayle, or it used to be. Another moot point in the books of history. I'm going to do a few poems for you tonight that I've pulled out of my lexicon. Last year when I was here, I did one by a guy named Otto René Castillo. I'm going to do that again later, and I'm going to do a couple more new ones that you have, for those of you who've heard me before. Haven't heard that are nearly as good as that other one. If you don't mind me doing the other one. Any, if you mind, go to the bar, I'll buy you a drink or something. This goes in front of a poem, or in front of one of another new song I've been working on all summer called I'm on Fire. It's called find it for me. Yep. Called My Desire for You. There's romance in the most political song that I write, I'll tell you. It's always an attempt to make the connection. It's a lot easier now, I think, or it seems like it might be, that we're going to have a lot more time and space to fall in love easily again, a little more easily than last year, with all those twits hiding in our bedrooms. This is Otto Rene Castillo again. My desire for you could be called a fiery colt, because it leaps from my eyes into your body's countryside. It gallops over you restlessly for minutes, hours, whole centuries. With its hooves, it goes stomping through the foam of your soul, so that you'll know I've been there. But don't believe it wild if it prances across your chest, or stops and rears up at your breast's waterfall, from where your body is flowing into the world, into the sea of my hands. Look how gentle its step is, and the mist of its gait as it passes over your belly, trembling. See it also at night, resting its mane on your thighs, and raising its eyes right to the moon, which softly strokes its sonorous hair. Hear it galloping over you, without ever knowing whether you know it and love it, so that its epic won't go up in smoke. My desire for you, my love, strides through fire. Otto Rene Castillo. And meanwhile, I'm on fire. Jesus, we live in such a special place. What did we do to deserve this fate? How long can it last? What must be done to keep it like heaven for our little children? I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Closer to the fire.
let's do this other one first. You know, whatever happened to space? For those of you who were born in the or came of age in the 60s like myself, space was like, you know, all the glory of science fiction. Then these guys in the government got a hold of it. It's like boring as a Greyhound bus today, almost. Where's that spirit of, you know, human exploration? Nothing's too expensive. You'd be surprised if you studied it, the amount of real practical things that we've gotten out of space, like being able to feed people because we can predict crop growths and water things much better than we could because of spatial photography, of the medical advances that allow people like Stephen Hawking to communicate with you so dearly as he does. The amount of things that are there are just, it's like fire. It's like the wheel. That's why I like to sing about it. Science fiction sort of opens you up to the other zones of the unexpected. So sometimes I do it and go, moonrise above the Rio Grande on this fantasy of sand. As we drift into the dream, and I feel the comet's green. Three birds watching from a rock, and I swear, the third one talks, rise up through the fog. We can all fly away, all fly away. Let's leave today. Rocket ships like these they swing, planets of fantastic sight, floating up in pastel light, twisted trees in marsh and breeze, catch that horse, don't let him freeze, won't you come along, we can all. take you on one more little journey here, and then we're going to take a little break so that you can go meditate, ingest serious bodily harmful substances. Back in just a few. Thank you very much.
It's a privilege to welcome back to the stage Mr. Paul Kantner, Mr. Tim Gorman, and Wood the Ship.
Mm-hmm.
poem by Otto Rene Castillo. A young kid when he wrote most of this stuff in his 20s. Died at 31, Guatemala. Paid for by the Central Intelligence Agency. He was in the jungle for 15 days eating roots with a girl named Camara Raquel. The National Guard caught him and set him on fire, tortured him for 4 days. Before he died, for the 10 years before he died, he wrote poetry that's beyond the stuff that I've heard in my life, even in this whole continent. You know, this election last week has sort of made it okay to hope again. You remember that word? I don't know if it'll happen. Clinton's got a lot of debts to pay, but there's a certain exhilaration that I want to encourage in you to give impetus to, force to, feed on it, because it's been a long time coming. The poem by Otto Rene Castillo called For the Good of All. Let us drink to the Russian Republic and hope that she gets through this series of changes that we're going through, too. You know, change is imminent in the air. There's going to be profound social change in this country in the next, before the end of the century. It involves electoral reform and all sorts of boring things like money for elections and corrupt politicians hanging, perhaps, from the phone poles in Washington if necessary. And you sort of have to wonder if they're going to assassinate Bill Clinton. They did John Kennedy. They can do it. And if they do, I'm going to take my poem about the serial killer of Republicans a lot more seriously next time. My little hippie love affair with death and violence here. Sometimes it is called for, unfortunately. And you hope it doesn't touch your life, but it did touch the life of this man, his family, his children. Listen, look, and touch this voice, for underneath a man burns sweetly for the good of all. Clichés? Will you try to be worthy all the day long? Afterwards, we'll speak alone if you wish. I tell you, at this stage of our time, after 20 centuries of Christian thought, you know, I'm reminded of seeing Jerry Falwell on the TV about 2 days ago after the election, saying how he's gonna snipe and cut at and undercut this feeling that's in the country. Just want to, like, take his throat. And after those 20 centuries of Christian Jerry Falwell thought, man is worse than ever, more evil than ever, less caring than ever, Caspar Weinberg. Even the word love has been lost. Amor. This, at least in my country, is gentle and sonorous as no other. In spite of it all, there are nations where man sings a duet with tenderness and eats enough, constructs enough, drinks enough, and more, and loves more than enough if the divine torment appeals to him, like rocks, air, trees. And who made these nations? He and she, with their hands cordial and hard, and the heat of their head from where the future bursts like a rocket in space. He and she, a new people who, looking on the horizon of their hands, said one day, enough hunger, enough misery, enough being the toy of divine forces that don't exist. Enough Enough. Enough. Fucking enough. I am my own destiny. Now from now on, he said, the centuries will come to kneel before my image. Proud, alone, and human. And he began to climb the mountains of hate, and to conquer the enormous moles of envy, to penetrate the labyrinthian jungles of misery and hunger. And his soul became light with the swallows of tenderness. And all the magnates of this world, laughing with the pure politicos hung over with their lives of commerce and greed, have they stopped laughing today? Check out Rush Limbaugh. Naturally not. Biologically not. He and she, the powerful of this century, the proud of themselves, the solitary and the human. The man and woman who have worked, have won, win again, and will keep on winning. Like a comet, they will disappear into history with their foreheads in flame. But the fire will continue lighting centuries to come. And if you come now to the plaza of their acts, to the streets where they risked their life, you will find bread on everyone's table, a roof over everyone's head, a kiss on the lips of everyone, friendship running in the veins of all. When will this cosmic force come to my sweet country? Sonorous and dolorous like a petal in the sea. When we, all of us, make it arrive. Or never. Only in ourselves, the light, the dawn, or nowhere, beneath our night, a sun awaits us. Greater than the universe, the authentic freedom of man. But freedom is like wheat. It must be planted softly and watered every day, and it must be protected until it multiplies and fills the mouth of the wind and the hunger of all and becomes invincible. Now, do you understand this voice? It is not only mine, nor yours, but the voice of all. And I know that many sense it and hear it. And they see it. They cry in hiding because they recognize in that voice their own. The voice already lost or not yet emerging. And I know that they love and respect this voice because no one can deny that beneath the voice, a man burns sweetly for the good of all of us. Even for the good of those who have not heard it. Otto René Castillo. Thank you.
the song of America. And once she was a young girl with her heart on fire, born in the dust of the magic of history. It all goes on, yeah, the dream goes on. Summer of 85, I met a young girl, her heart was in flames. Jenny Bowen, it was her name. She was a California girl. War had changed her whole world. But daddy died in Vietnam. She lost her husband in Lebanon. She was driving back to Washington to get a medal for the job they done from the president. America. And she saw hungry people in the streets, young mothers who could not eat. I remember American dreams. We've all talked of American dreams. And it all goes on. Yes, the dreams. Does it still go on in America? In America, in New York town, in America, Steel Town, Dog Town, everywhere town, America. Jenny saw two people, old people, she saw them meet, with blankets round their shoulders to keep them warm. She heard them talk as they walked on and on. She heard a, "Hey Bill, you're getting older. Yeah, Maggie, you're looking that way too. But did you take care of business, Billy boy? Not too well, Maggie, what about you? Well, they're tearing my building down. Where will you go, Billy? What will you do? I don't know, Maggie, oh God, I don't know. But you can stay with me, Bill. I still love you just a little bit. You know I do. And it all goes on. Yes, it all goes on. Don't it all go on in America? It's like the Green Party in Germany. Young people with visions and dreams in Nicaragua, Chile, China, South Africa. Freedom brewing, it's an uphill dream, honey. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid
Rebecca Inez Mockley finishes off this whole bunch of whatever we just went through. It's called Get Ready. I am the wind, and I am the rain. I am the lightning, and I am the thunder. I am the storm itself. I am the volcano's smoke and fire. I am the earth's beating heart. I am the ocean tides. I am the billions of people together pushing in one direction. I am the change that's coming, and I am the new day. I am the unfolding flowers. No one can stop me. Ready or not, here I come. God bless us, everyone, as Tiny Tim would say. What are we doing now? How will I remember this? I could get to that, but while we're changing guitars for that very song. Yes. We had a little trouble with the tempo of it today because we haven't played it for a while. Ross Perot might fascistically say. You know, I was gonna, this is the first election in my entire life, which is, God knows, ancient now. I expect to die within a year or two. It's okay, it's okay. I've taught my kid everything I know. And pretty soon he's gonna realize how much it isn't. He's 10 now, he's got 2 more years. Become a teenager in captivity. What was I saying? This is the first election I didn't know who I was going to vote for until the very last night when Ross Perot was dancing with his wife. Crazy, I'm all crazy. That was nice. The wife was good. The daughters are cute. But then he looked in the audience. He said, and those drugs, I'm going to take care of all those drug people. My daughter called me up and said, Dad, please, for the future, for your child, vote for Clinton. I said, okay. I was a little torn. I didn't inhale. Come on. But now it's inhale to the chief. You know, good times may be back here. This for the children. This is a real good song to sing to your children once you have them. There's an island way out in the sea where the babies, they all grow on trees. And it's jolly good fun to sing in the sun, but you gotta watch out if you sneeze, sneeze. You gotta watch out if you sneeze. Yeah, you gotta watch out if you sneeze for swinging up there in the breeze. You're liable to cough, you might very well fall off and tumble down flop on your knees. Tumble down, flop on your knees. And when the stormy winds wail and the breezes blow high in a gale, there's a curious dropping and flopping and plopping. Fat little babies just hail, hail. Fat little babies just hail. Babies lie there in a pile, and the adults, they come after a while, and they always pass by all the babies that cry. They take only babies that smile, smile. They take only babies that smile, even triplets and twins if they'll smile. God. us a second here. We haven't played this for a while. This might be the strangest song I've ever wrote. I have no idea what it means. It's not about my daughter. Tell you about a try that again. Let me tell you about a man I knew. He roamed the depth and the breadth of China on a horse that he grew himself from the bark of a tree on mainland China. And he had a time, yeah, he had the time of his life in China, spreading strife and harmony to all the people on the mainland. Yes, he did. Was a warlord who roamed the murky depths of China with a shotgun in his hand, and he wondered where all the people had gone to. Have you got the time to listen while I sing this song? I had the time to listen to the man who was right and wrong right through China. And it ain't what you want, it's what you need. No, it ain't what you want, it's what you need. And there was a lady, she roamed around the heart of China. Yeah, there was a lady, she roamed. Killed the war, she made the warlord rise in time, took him down, laid him down, and she took him down with just one more round. Drunk in a beautiful garden. Here comes the Khan, storm the palace, hunt for Alice, lies an oriental girl, coming back for just one more blow. And it ain't what you want, it's what she needs. And don't want your sound, she wants your country. And I'd rather be here than on the way to Bombay. Now it ain't what you want, it's what she needs. Tried it, but there's a certain chaos that comes when everybody doesn't know the chords all the way through. We've tried to duplicate it here, but it's we'll be back with Starship, Jefferson Starship, sooner or later. We'll do that for you. I promise. We haven't got quite that together, but next time. CIA juice here. Here, I'm going to do this song, the first song that really caught the heart of this, take it down just a little, this serial killer woman that I woman on the edge. Have you ever fallen in love with a woman on the edge? Or a man on the edge if you're a woman or gay? Or a woman on the edge if you're a lesbian? If you're... You know, friends on the edge. This takes that concept to the nth degree. I would have, you know, in the last 12 years watching them get away with Iran-Contra, I was in Nicaragua myself, so I had a real intimate connection with some of the people and the children and the mothers and the fighters who lived down there, and I saw what was printed in these papers here, and it wasn't the same as what was going on down there, and calling Contras freedom fighters. I know Nicaragua's sort of been pushed to the back of the world stage for now, thanks to our involvement. But when I went down there, there was a heart I found there, not quite as strong as the Clinton thing, but being whatever I was, 40-something, you get a little jaded as you get, you know, older, and you get a little 12 years of pretty, oh, God. But I went down there, and I found a people hopeful and struggling against huge odds, and in many cases succeeding in teaching their people to read and write and hunger for all those things we all hunger for. Inhale. This is a song called Shadowlands. It's about a girl named Rose. It's about the Jonathan Swiftian elimination of Republicans. Just on a literary mode. But I have a new poem by Otto again. There's a book called Let's Go, if any of you like his sort of stuff that you can order in various places. Or find, even. Or write me at 3145 Geary, San Francisco, and I'll be happy to send you a copy of that other poem I read. It speaks about a compañera, woman, commie, fighter, fighting against much greater odds than most of us have faced. It's called The One Who Was Always There. Precedes this next song with a certain flair. You, compañera, the one who was always there, the one who never fell back, shit, the one who never played coward with the flesh of the people, who stood up against beatings and jail, exile and shadow. You, compañera, the one who is always there. And I love you for your timeless honor, little sensitive animal, for your faith, greater and more heroic than all the giants of the religions combined. But you know, the centuries to come will stand on their own, and they will stand on their toes on the shoulders of this planet, trying to touch your dignity, burning with courage even then. You, compañera, who never betrayed your people with tortures or prisons or graft, you, tender star, will come of age with pride for the delirious millions emerging from the depths of history to give you glory. You, modest and human, simple woman, simple human, the one who is always there, unbreakable, metal of the land. Castillo. City. She was a small town girl in the middle of the city of light. What am I doing here? She cried, what am I doing here? I want to be dangerous, like a comet in the sky. There's burning barricades in the street, fire in my eyes. Oh, na 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 na.
sat with a diamond bullet in the center of her heart. Not a mile from here, there are people living 10 to a room. Not a mile from here, and a few streets further on, they're sleeping in doorways, boxes, some of them children. And the sound of gunfire marks the night in the shadowlands. And the saxophone in the shadowlands sings. I go na 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 na. Join me if you like.
That for the next verse. I need you really strong on it.
She had nothing on but the radio. Her hair was nighttime black, and her eyes compelling me to dreams. Go out and save the world, she said, compelling me to action. And in the night, strife with lightning, she will come and feed on dreams, with her hair streaming forth, burning with desire, and the storm deepens, cracks with thunder, and lust and disappointment. Sex, mouth, sweet, blood red. Really fucking too, alive and dead, with the woman you're fucking, who's fucking you, she is incredible, monumental, better than Jesus, wanna go na 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 na, na na na, how easy, she's a guide through the chaos, a road to the passion, between the earth and sky, where love is like a drug, and everything is different. We will love each other, but we will still remember our first kiss. As the action takes over, no thought of circumstance, consequence, as all the rules have changed. And she's a specialist in darkness, in the shadowlands.
Thank you. What am I doing? I did it once with Billy Bragg. It was too long. In a city of tomorrow, a world of confusion. All right. We should be together.
should be together, my friend. We should be together. We should be. We must begin here and now, a new continent of earth and fire. Tear down the wall, come on down even higher and higher. Tear down the walls, tear down the walls. And we should be together, won't you try?
Turned me on to this stuff. Echinacea. Very good. For those of you who have children, too, it's good for building up immunities. Huh? What are you mumbling? Here's a war song. We all love war. Can't even remember Sunfighter. Civil War song. How can you have a civil war? Let's be civil. Here, I have to have a smoke. Can you stand me for a minute? Oh. I need some more Russia. Mother Russia. Yarma taught me about this stuff. I can't drink too much of it, though, for it. I either fall asleep or get sick, throwing up in the street drunk after about 4 or 5. Grace is so pissed off at me because I can have like 4 or 5 and stop. And she just... Grace is excellent. She's working with World Wildlife. We're going to do a spoken word record, I think, next year on Relics Records. Maybe a little kid Relics Records. Some of these poems I've been reading, perhaps. Grace and I have been having telephone conversations about quantum mechanics and alternate quantum universes. So we might have I might secretly tape some of them, not tell her, and set it to music. I'd like to get Stephen Hawking to do some stuff with us. That's a little. If you know Stephen Hawking. God does not roll dice. Yes, he does. God not only rolls dice, he throws them sometimes in places where nobody can see them. Okay, this is a gentle war song about a young lady. Jerry Garcia stole it from me years ago. Who did I steal it from? Somebody you wouldn't even know. It's called Frenario. Captain fell in love with a lady like a dove. They called her by the name of Pretty Peggy O. Won't you come along with me, Pretty Peggy O? Come along with me, Pretty Peggy O. Come along with me and this country we will see. You will ride as a lady in the area.
You're the man that I adore, sweet William O. You're the man that I adore, sweet William O. You're the man that I adore, your fortunes are to know. I'm afraid that my mother would be angry, oh. Tripping down the stairs, pretty Peggy, oh. Tripping down the stairs, pretty Peggy, oh. I'm tripping down the stairs, combing back your yellow hair. Say a last farewell to your William, oh. If ever I return, pretty Peggy, oh. If ever I return, pretty Peggy, oh. If ever I return, this country I will burn and destroy all the ladies in the area. Well, our captain, he is dead, pretty Peggy, oh. Captain, he is dead, pretty Peggy, oh. Our captain, he is dead, and he died for a maid. And he's buried in the Louisiana country, oh. As we march down to Fenario, as we march down, our captain fell in love with a lady like a dove, and they called her by the name of Pretty Peggy, oh. And they called her by the name of Pretty Peggy, oh.
Thank you.
Some final space orgasm here. Remember, fucking in space. Forget agriculture, science, military. Think of the children born in space. You know, when we, space being so evolutionary, when those children born off the face of the Earth in anti-gravity, there's a whole, like, change there. It's like the Earth is the womb and space is reality, and they're going to get out there, and that's what I'd like to celebrate. And this,
not too bluesy, a little more Aaron, a little Aaron, whatever, go ahead, start something,
something here. This is called Before the Scales Tomorrow. Otto, once again. And when the enthusiastic story of our time is told, for those who are yet to be born, but announce themselves with more generous face, we will come out ahead, those who have suffered most from it. And that being ahead of our time means suffering much from it. But it is beautiful to love the world with eyes that have not yet been born. And splendid to know yourself victorious when all around you it's all still so cold, so dark. My first, my most ancient ancestor is love. I know it well. When the first lovers on earth kissed, they were putting names to my lips. The endless pain of this biography had begun. In any case, love is always pain. And the first pain must have been the greatest. Its strength still moving in us. For love is like a house, built so that birds, wind and rain, sing in its eaves. And men and their shadows live inside. Lay a brick and another beside it, until one morning of many, we hear a song in the roof and a cry within the house. The roof is the soul of houses. From it, the wind begins. It is also complex, so worldly, worldly, that if my hand looks for you, your hand takes care to steer its flight. That way, nothing is known or perceived. No one knows if your skin is the color of sweetness, or if it's only your eyes that burn in my chest. To love, one must ask for everything. And one part denied puts the body in mourning. And so one rebels if the offering is not complete. If you kiss my mouth, why can't I kiss the lips and the lights of your breast? All that has limits defines just a scattering of warm roads. In the end, though, one remains alone. And sometimes someone is left in sadness. To be truthful, few even know. We try so hard to be alone with ourselves that everything dies in the trying. And so we keep on going with these blind hands, reaching to touch the distance where it flees, never to return, because these hands would go on forever into the shadows. Now they call me unstable. I don't know. I could never understand. One can't understand so many things. But one thing I know, someone put this inconsistency I suffer on my lips. Perhaps my original ancestor. No.
Your nose when you bend behind. Hope for a day and a season. We sail out into the grasshopper light, seek the righteous poison. Sunday moon and it's speedway. You know the people come around for a reason. Oh, Sunday morning. Come on, Sunday morning. You know the land is green and you make it grow. Go to the forest and move to the sound of thundering electrical energy. Brings us to the park in the noon. Come on, everybody, now fill my pipe to the park, to the forest and move. You know, a starship circling in the sky. It ought to have been ready by 1990. Washington's been walking around ever since 1980. People with a clever plan can assume the role of the mighty. Gotta hijack a starship, carry 7,000 people past the sun. And I'll be the wonder naked through the cities of the universe. I'm on free minds, free bodies, free nose, free music. The day is on its way, the day is ours. Doctor of space, I've been here once before. The lights in the night are a village of stars, stars that I have explored. Come on, anybody now, ride the light, ride the night to the stars. Where do we go from here? Chaos or community? Can't you see all this in future Sundays? 7,000 gypsies swirling together, an offering to the sun in the name of the weather. Gonna hijack a starship. the deck of a starship with a head hooked into Andromeda. Come on, hijack. Get back and ahead to the things that matter. America hates her crazies, and you got to let go, you know. You got to let go, you know. Got to let go, you know. Or else you stay. Spilling out of the steel glass. Pounds gone from your heavy mass, all the years gone from your gardens and foreign listening with lakes in the Jupiter starlight, listening for babies and astronauts of renown, the magician and the pantechnicon, farmer and the physician, roll it on. I come and go like a comet, we are wanderers. Are you anymore? The land is green and you make it grow, but you gotta let go, you know.
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 Or else you stay. Was
down on the corner of Bleecker and McDougal this afternoon, living in a past age. You know how you go back to places that moved you? It's sort of touristy, but it's not quite like Soho yet, which is like very trendy, very trendy. I was looking for a good espresso bar that wasn't too crowded, and we found one and sat there for a while. I only mentioned Bleecker and McDougal because the guy who wrote this next song sort of exploded there in his own quiet, dark, warm way. His name was Freddie Neal. Here, one more quick little poem, too, that goes to our poetry very quickly. Something intellectually stimulating. Aaron Copland is stimulating here. I, like you, love. And life, the sweet delight of things, the blue landscape of January days. Also, my blood bubbles over, laughing through my eyes, which have known the rush of tears. I believe the world is beautiful, and that poetry is, like bread, for everyone.
And I believe that my veins don't end in me, but in the unanimous blood of all of us who struggle for life, love, and things, countryside, and bread, and poetry. It's a nice new movement that's coming up amongst us all. It's the spoken word business. It's very naive and hopeful and young. And I suggest I direct you to direct your ears to it sometimes. There's some extraordinary things going on. A new world we're all not quite used to. This is for Freddie and Bleeker and McDougal. Thank you.
T-shirts are still available at the bus for another hour or so. Thanks.